Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. 8 Minnesota fire departments will receive free carbon monoxide alarms to install in homes in their communities. State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer says this statewide campaign features monster characters, which is timely for Halloween, but he notes these are not the monsters that will kill you. Carbon monoxide is.
Because you can't see it, smell it, or taste it, carbon monoxide can build up to toxic and dangerous levels in your home or in any structure without someone realizing, and by then, it might be too late.
2,500 alarms will be installed. Another week and still no sign that Governor Walz will call a special session on gun violence. The governor said last week that calling a session without a vote on an assault rifle ban would be a waste of time and money. DFL Senator Sandra Pappas of St. Paul.
I think the governor is realizing that we probably don't have the votes to pass gun legislation in a special session. And as much as it feels like, you know, an urgency after what happened at the school annunciation, it's sad that we don't have the votes.
Republican leaders say they haven't seen any legislation yet pertaining to a ban on assault rifles. Their agenda instead concentrates on making schools safer and offering more mental health services. Minneapolis is marking a milestone in providing affordable housing and homelessness prevention with a new progress report following an investment of $400 million since 2018. Mayor Jacob Frey says the prevention plan has led to a 33% decrease in unsheltered homelessness and a 30% decrease in family homelessness. A report says that between 2022 and 2024, the city has served more than 3,000 households through payment assistance. And Democratic Representative Angie Craig, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, suggests that the Trump administration's trade policies are devastating the ag economy.
This is exactly what I predicted was going to happen as a result of across-the-board tariffs. So, you know, the tariffs have inflated the input costs, they've reduced demand, and they've shut us out of markets. It's squeezing farmers from all sides.
Craig says she's hearing reports that the Trump administration might look into existing farm bill programs to help pay for the ad hoc assistance. In other headlines, a Texas man was injured while loading a trailer near Little Falls early Saturday morning in Ripley Township. Authorities say Dimas Delgado Jr. of Eagle Pass, Texas, was helping load a potato trailer using a conveyor when the trailer unexpectedly pulled away. Delgado's safety vest became caught in the conveyor, causing him to lose his balance, and the machine's wheel ran over his leg. He was taken to a local hospital. Minnesota's exports fell to $5.8 billion in the second quarter, a 19% drop from the same period last year. Tumaiho Kim with the State Department of Employment and Economic Development says this was primarily driven by a sharp decline in mineral fuel and oil shipments to Canada. She says on the brighter side,
electrical equipment exports showed strong growth, as did goods like pharmaceuticals, aircraft, and spacecraft products.
Exports to Mexico and China declined by more than 20% each. A 38-year-old woman was injured Saturday afternoon while helping her husband unload hay bales near Little Falls. According to the Morrison County Sheriff's Office, the woman's husband was operating a skid loader with a bale spear when a bale slid off and landed on her, briefly trapping her underneath. This is MNN.